Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So, I don't know about you, but it was a Kenny Rogers weekend at my house this weekend. We got the sad news that Kenny Rogers died at the age of 81. His family released a statement saying the Rogers family is sad to announce that Kenny passed away at 10:25 p.m. at the age of 81. He passed away peacefully at his home from natural causes under the care of hospice and surrounded by his family. Let's turn this up a little bit, Dave.
At the window, at the darkness,
it just makes me cry. You know, like, we grew up with him.
Yeah.
Whether you were pop or country or whatever, Kenny Rogers just embodied our childhood. And it makes me so, so sad to say goodbye to him. I'm totally changing things up here because I'm going to tell you a story about Garth Brooks. But first, I want to tell you the story. So when I was when I had first started at XTU, so it was back in 1999, Kenny came into the studio because he had a new song out called The Greatest. And you might remember it's another great story song, which he was so well known for. And it was about a little boy who was trying to play baseball and he kept striking out. Right. And it's a really sweet song. So look that one up if you haven't. But he had just come out with that song. So he was coming into the studio to promote that. And you know, he's Kenny Rogers. So I was freaking out, and I was normally in a different building because I was doing traffic for the Harmon and Evans show at the time, and they let me come into the studio or into the building. So I was in my own studio in the same building as Kenny Rogers, and when it was time for me to do traffic, I couldn't talk because I was so overwhelmed knowing that he was right down the hall. Right. And so I can't see anything that's going on. And I'm like, I couldn't even complete words. And when, you know, Kenny Rogers came into the room with me and he put his arm around me and he was like, honey, you've got the most beautiful voice. I just need you to tell everybody what the traffic is. And he was so kind to me and just the sweetest guy. Like, he was everything you would want Kenny Rogers to be. He was tremendous.
Yeah, and I want to say it was funny. I was looking for a new car back in October, and the car dealer that I went to, you know, finally got a car from them, and we're talking about what we do, you know, because they have to get all my information.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, I work at XTU, the country station. And he said, oh, and the finance guy points at me. He goes, it's a long time ago, but I got to meet, and he's like, what's his name? So I'm naming, like, I don't know, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney. Like, I don't know, what's his name doesn't help. And he goes, Kenny Rogers. And he's the nicest guy that ever came in here.
Because he was just amazing. So this one hit me hard. Garth told a great story about Kenny Rogers. I know so many of us saw Kenny at the Valley Forge Music Fair, which was in the round. And Garth was telling the story that Kenny had a microphone with a cord on it because that's what he felt comfortable with. But he always performed in the round. So the cord actually went to a wireless unit that went around the stage with him, and he would just use the cord as a prop. So if he would forget a word, he would look at the cord and push it around like his microphone went off, right?
That's genius.
Yeah, he said he would put the microphone out in the crowd, and he used it like a musician would use an instrument. So Garth said, I can't think of anybody who taught me that much about entertaining other than Reba McEntire. Garth said those two people were the ultimate entertainers, and you learned every day from them. So speaking of other greats, I know a lot of people feel the same way about Garth Brooks that we feel about Kenny Rogers. Garth is going to be performing an online concert tonight starting at 7 o'clock, so check that out. It'll be him and his wife, Trisha Yearwood, singing songs from their house in Tennessee.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that'll be super fun.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We're going to pay tribute to one of our fallen greats coming up in the X-Files. But first, Kelly Clarkson earns her tweet of the day. She says, so our plumbing froze up at our little cabin in Montana, and no joke, I just used my toddler's potty, and just like that, I have no pride and no shame. Each day brings something I never thought I'd do. Thanks, coronavirus.
That's hysterical.
Something really cool that Rosie O'Donnell did was that she brought back her talk show last night on YouTube and raised money for actors that are in need during the coronavirus outbreak. So she donated $100,000 and then raised another $400,000 from viewers. Matthew Broderick popped in. Sarah Jessica Parker, Barry Manilow, among others, appeared.
Wow.
So that was kind of
That's
a cool
great.
Moment as well. Yeah. And as if coronavirus wasn't enough, the world said goodbye to one of the greats this weekend. Kenny Rogers died at the age of 81. And of course, no one knew him better than Dolly.
I loved Kenny with all my heart. My heart's broken. And a big old chunk of it has gone with him today. And I think that I can speak for all his family, his friends and fans, when I say that I will always love you.
For sure. And Brad Paisley, the star of our X2 anniversary show, yep, I'm crying, paid tribute to Kenny Rogers by singing one of the songs that Kenny actually wrote. And this was a big hit for Reba McEntire back in 2002. But here's Brad taking on Sweet Music Man.
Nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along. Nobody else can make me feel like things are right when I know they're wrong. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing me a song, sweet music man. You, Kenny.
So good. So good. Brad also did something else that was pretty cool this weekend. He and Marty Stewart and Vince Gill took the stage to an empty Opry house at the Grand Ole Opry, and they performed for the camera. So I was really bummed because, wait, my nose is running because I'm crying so hard. but Vince actually started that performance by singing Sweet Music Man, which he said he had never sung before. And if you know Vince Gill, he has the voice of an angel, but for some reason they didn't include it on the broadcast that you can now watch. Like, they cut that part out and they just start with Marty Stewart being like, man, that was awesome. And he's like, I never sang that song before. So I'm so disappointed that I missed it, but at least you've got Brad in there. They are certainly three of the living greats for sure. And speaking of Brad, he is going to be at our XTU anniversary show, and your chance to win tickets to that coming up in Are You Smarter Than Andy at 8:20.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So I don't know about you, but it was a Kenny Rogers weekend at my house this weekend. You probably heard the news that Kenny Rogers died over the weekend. He was 81 years old, surrounded by friends and family. Garth Brooks did an interview for Billboard magazine, and he told this really great story. Oh, wait, first, I want to hear this a little bit.
Train bound for nowhere.
Oh, so good.
Met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
Right? So I don't know how you're not crying right now. So it was funny, though, just to get back to my Kenny Rogers weekend. So every song, like, we were like, Alexa, play more Kenny Rogers songs. And then every song that she would play, I would make the kids be quiet because I'm like, listen, this is a great story song. You have to listen to this story. Okay, and you have to listen to this story. It's a great story song. You have to listen to this one because that's what he was known for. I mean, he told the greatest stories through his music. Garth Brooks, though, did an interview for Billboard magazine about Kenny Rogers, and he told this really cool story. He said, you know, Kenny used to play in the Round, and I know so many of us saw Kenny Rogers at the Valley Forge Music Fair. He used to come into town so often back in the day. So he had this microphone with a cord on it because that's what he was most comfortable with. But the cord went to a wireless unit that went around the stage. So he didn't need to have a cord on the microphone, but it was kind of like a security blanket for him. Garth said that Kenny Rogers would use that cord as a prop because if he forgot a word or if he couldn't hit the note because it was so high, he would look at the cord and push it around as though his microphone went out.
That's genius.
Yeah, I think that it's so smart. Garth said, I can't think of anybody who taught me that much about entertaining other than Kenny Rogers and Reba McEntire. He said those two were the ultimate entertainers and you could learn every day from them. So Garth is doing an online concert tonight, by the way, starting at 7 o'clock. So you should check that out. He and Trisha Yearwood are going to be singing songs in their house, which is going to be so much fun to see. So that starts at 7. I also know that Keith Urban is going live today. His concert, his little mini concert, starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Just make sure you stick with our website, 925xtu.com, because we're going to bring those to you every time we hear about them. We'll make sure that we keep a listing up there for you.
Awesome. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets. The Monopoly Collect and Win game at Acme features three different ways to win $1 million. Shop and play today. No purchase necessary. Hasbro is not a sponsor of this promotion.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU. at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.